Mr. Wallace, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Tony. Somewhat snowed in, but aside from that, things are good.
Well, as you know, you got to put those boots on and get out there and dig yourself out.
That's right. That's the next task.
Well, I wanted to get your take. There's quite a few topics, but first let's just get your take on what you saw from Governor Rick Snyder's budget proposal as it relates to education.
Well, first of all, I think that we all anticipated that the budget would be somewhat drastic. I don't think at that time when we saw the preview that we realized the depth and the extent of that set of recommendations. As we have looked at it, it really contributes about $6 million to our already $15 million projected deficit. So Lansing is looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of a $21 million problem, and that is astronomical for us, given our history over the last 4 years of cutting some $35 million.
Well, you've been cutting quite a bit since you took the job on. What else can be cut unless you start cutting essential services and shutting down schools?
Well, it's really bigger than that. There is really a misconception about the importance and value and the economic impact of closing a school. We have closed schools for the last several years, and that varies anywhere from about $250,000 to $300,000. We're looking at that process for the current year. But even if successful, Tony, the closing of one or two schools is a drop in the bucket and does not even begin to address a $21 million issue. So I think the community has to look beyond that and say, okay, if we're going to have a balanced budget, what is it going to entail? And I say to you that there are no sacred cows, that if we're going to meet our obligation, the reductions are going to be deep and painful for the Lansing School District. Obviously, we're going to try to protect the integrity of our instructional program. But, Tony, that's becoming more and more and more difficult. We've been saying that for the last 3 years. But we're going to give it our best effort.
TC, does this mean there's going to be job losses? Does this mean that there are going to be benefits cut, insurance challenges?
You're absolutely right. Those are the bigger ticket items. Obviously, healthcare as one example. There's got to be some movement in that arena. We anticipate that employees are going to have to contribute, whether that's in the way of furlough days or other contractual concessions, all of which has to be negotiated. However, it has to be on the table if we're going to make any kind of inroad to this huge $21 million issue. So everything's on the table.
TC, has the administrative positions, have they had cuts in their pay?
There has been no reductions in pay, but we have a proposal before the board for furlough days. And I speak for central administration that we have proposed that. We think that that's a vital part of the solution, but it has to be across the board because there's just no impact when you look at furlough days for a select small group of employees.
So
it has to be broad-based.
So if the administrative, if things work their way out, these furlough days, these will be days off without pay. So in effect, in essence, it will be pay reductions.
It will be. Absolutely. Now, the difference, Tony, if that goes to the level of the classroom or LSEA, then the concept is that there would be a reduction of pay, but those employees, because of the contractual requirements, not contractual, the state requirements for the number of hours, we would ask that those individuals continue to work as opposed to being off on those furlough days.
All right. I know Wood Creek School is under consideration to be closed. You've got meetings with the community. Tell us about that and where you are with it.
Well, we think that that particular recommendation serves purposes. First of all, it does have some impact on our budget, and we think that it'll contribute in that regard. But more importantly, Tony, we've been working for the last several years in terms of trying to address some of the challenges at the middle school level. And this gives us an opportunity to look at our academic program and also to put together a kind of an innovative middle school approach, consolidating elementary with middle and coming up with a K-8 configuration. What's new and different about that proposal is that this academy will open as a K-8 academy, and it would require admission to the academy by application only. So we're looking at identifying those youngsters that are truly interested, you know, in the theme, and that theme originated at Wood Creek, and then it continues into Dwight Rich. So we think that we'll offer improved quality of program while at the same time consolidating services. So when we talk about consolidation, the goal is to improve the quality of services and at the same time realize some savings that will impact the school district budget.
So this special school is almost like a charter school that you will run within the district, and it will just cost additional funds from parents to have their students, to have their children attend.
No additional cost to parents.
Where does the money come from?
It's still the state aid funding. What we're ensuring, the per pupil allocation doesn't change. Parents are not responsible or on the hook. But we want to know that youngsters attending this academy are attending because they truly are interested in the building theme and that they want to be there. And that is the only thing that we're trying to accomplish. There's certainly no cost to parents, and that will be made clear at this week's parent meeting.
When is that meeting, Mr. Wallace?
Thursday, the 25th, no, 24th, at 7 o'clock.
And where's?
At Dwight Rich.
And just a couple more questions for T.C. Wallace, Superintendent of Lansing Schools. I know that the numbers weren't exactly where you wanted, but you seem to be pleased with the latest student count you had.
Yeah, we were. Typically, we see a preliminary decrease in our numbers. And because it takes several months for us to get a final tally, we were pleased because we were within one student of our fall count, which is unprecedented in our school district. So that gives us some optimism and some hope that we're moving in the right direction to stemming the tide of losing youngsters, as we've traditionally done for years, between the fall count and the spring count.
Mr. Wallace, the state of Michigan is going to increase test standards for the MEEP and other tests. What's your take on that?
Well, I support accountability. I support the notion that we always need to continue to raise the bar. I caution that we don't try to do too much too quickly. I'm in favor of incremental increases in accountability so that we prepare students and parents for that gradual change as we raise the bar. The best analogy that I can give you is with a pole vaulter. When he clears 17 feet, you don't move the bar to 19 the next try. And rather, you move it in increments, and there's a greater chance that he's going to clear that height. It's no different for our youngsters in education. They'll adjust to incremental changes. So we have to be cautious that we don't raise the bar too high too quickly.
Well, there's, as you know, there's a lot of school districts in the state of Michigan that made the number this year, but with the new standards, they wouldn't make it, and they would fail, which would cause more challenges for those districts.
That is correct, and, you know, we're having major discussions about that. And we're going to await the outcome of the legislature, but certainly our push is to support accountability and to support incremental change, because we think that is the right thing, that is the right direction. But again, it cannot be too much too quickly for our youngsters and staff.
T.C. Wallace is the superintendent of Lansing Schools. Mr. Wallace, as always, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome, Tony.